I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome back, folks. This is your country folk here in North Dakota, James Kelso. I'm on the board of the American Freedom Party, and we're talking about Dr. Tom Sunick's analysis of the political climate in Europe versus that in America, and why he's optimistic. Tom Sunick, native of Croatia, a member of the European Union, that just participated in that European Union election about which George was asking. And the George's question is, when is the European earthquake going to manifest itself on the American scene? And I share George's impatience and frustration that we are behind our European cousins, but there are when you look at it, there are logical reasons for that to be. The situation in many ways is more dire in Europe. Dispossession in Europe is a more serious subject. There's nowhere to go. You know, here in America, we have this phenomenon called white flight. And you see it everywhere in America. Wherever you are in America listening to this show, you see white flight all around you, all the time, every day, in every neighborhood. In Europe, the dense population, the lack of open space makes such white flight in many ways out of the question. So the influx of aliens is a more pressing matter and has accelerated the political evolution in Europe ahead of us. But then another point, though, is that our cousins in Europe have been organizing longer, and we would be further along had we been organizing as long as we should have been. Now, I mentioned the patriot that I've been on the phone with today, David Duke, and his latest Duke report, which reports on this Eric Cantor defeat, why we should take a lot of encouragement from that. David was the last populist party candidate. Well, in 1988, he was the populist party candidate and got over 100,000 votes. So we were doing pretty well back in 1988. And the populist party at that time was headed by the same folks as are bringing you the American Freedom Party. So the most importantly, the executive director, Don Wassel, was also the director of the Populist Party. So there's great continuity there in the American political effort. Now, Pat Buchanan has weighed in on this question, talking about the Cantor defeat in Virginia. And Buchanan says, a populist path to power. This is his June 13th column. Oh, and by the way, I lost I lost Eugene in Ohio. Let's see, well, Eugene was, if Eugene could call back in, you see where Eugene was. I lost his call. He's in, Ohio. Eugene, if you could call back in, I'd be glad to take your call. And I do have on the online Mike in Ohio. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Kelso, it's a privilege to talk to you. American Freedom Party, I mean, there's a lot, I'm hearing the optimism, which is good, and also hearing a little bit of the negatives about, you know, the party and the American situation. But I've been monitoring a lot of the different nationalist and political opposition websites and different groups and listening to a lot of different podcasts and broadcasts, and it's amazing, and I really want to give you guys a kudos on this emergence of I think we're at a point where there's a lot of different groups coming together finally, as where we used to infight and bicker and no, I can't associate with this group because they're too extreme, or I can't associate with that group because they're nut jobs, and it's almost we're almost starting to dance to the same drumbeat. With the same messages in actually coming together. Do you see that? Or,
Mike, yes, I do. And, everything's coming together. Jared Taylor at American Renaissance Conferences likes to talk about the fact that the forces of nature, justice, goodness, everything, logic, science, are all on our side, because everything you believe in, Mike, there in Ohio, and that I believe here in North Dakota, and that all the members of the American Freedom Party believe, everything that we believe is logical, it's based on science, it's rational, it's common sense, it's what's right, you know, it's what was mainstream for our great-grandparents. There's nothing radical about what we believe about preserving our nation and preserving the benefits of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. These are the things our ancestors believed in. By the way, speaking of ancestors, if I may just put in here, I love this study of ancestry, and all of us out there should pay more attention to this, because it just is going to motivate you so much when you find out how great your family tree is. I found out this week I'm a fifth cousin of Thomas Alva Edison and a tenth cousin of a really key person in the pushback, in the resistance, in the American Renaissance, and that is Wilmot Robertson. I didn't even think of that I could be related to the man who Wilmot Robertson was a pen name, but I am his 10th cousin, and our shared ancestor is Ezekiel Sanford, who was the parent of two Pilgrim Puritan founding fathers. Back in 1630. All of that, our ancestry, science, and so on, all of that tilts in our favor. Also, our numbers tilt in our favor in a certain sense, Mike, because there are a lot of us here in America, 200 million of us. You know, some of these great successes logged in Europe are in nations of only 10 million or 5 million or, you know, less people. So the biggest European nation, being Germany, has, you know, less than 80 million people. We have, you know, almost three times the European population of the largest European nations. Great things. I think great things are going to happen for us. This Eric Cantor defeat, I'm just about here to turn to a Pat Buchanan commentary. He says, a populist path to power, and then he opens with a quote. Quote, I hold it that a little rebellion now and then is a good thing and as necessary in the political world as storms in the physical, unquote. If Thomas Jefferson's benign reflection on Shay's rebellion, that uprising of farmers in 1786 and 1787, is not the first thought that comes to mind today for his fellow Virginian Eric Cantor, surely it is understandable. For the rebellious subjects of the 7th Congressional District just voted to end Eric Cantor's career as a House Majority Leader, and I might add in parentheses, I think end his career, period. Many lessons are being read into and taken away from Cantor's defeat, but that election has also revealed a populist path. That's what we are in the American Freedom Party, both to the Republican nomination in 2016 and perhaps to the presidency. And for what were the elements of Randolph Macon College professor Dave Bratt's victory and of Cantor's defeat. First, the perception that Cantor was willing to do a deal with Barack Obama to provide a partial amnesty to illegal immigrants. This proved devastating. And he says, for like Eurocrats, the leaders of our Beltway parties call to mind the sophisters and calculators of Edmund Burke's depiction. They do not understand people of the heart to whom illegal and mass immigration means the disappearance of the country they grew up in and the dispossession of their children. I'll come back to that word dispossession, Mike, in just a minute. Stay tuned, folks.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Welcome back.
When I was a little boy.
We're talking with Mike in Ohio. Mike, are you still there? Let's go to, we've got David in California and Mitzi in Florida. Let's go to Mitzi first. Hi, Mitzi.
Hi, James. I just wanted to make a comment. You just talked about, you know, white flight. I think, you know, Americans need to realize there's something else going on in the country. In the First Freedom paper, he does a scallywag of the month. And this article about the Wyoming governor, he's actively seeking federal funds to bring in high-risk refugees from Congo to from the Congo to his state.
In Wyoming?
Yes, and it's they get federal funds, and it's nonprofits are making a ton of money, you know, getting federal funds from the federal government to relocate, to dramatically transform communities all over the United States. It's happening in Maine, everywhere. And they're bringing in people from nations that have the lowest IQs, and as soon as they arrive, they go on welfare, the crime rate goes up, there's rapes. And then the schools have to hire people that, I was just looking at something in Washington State, in Seattle, Kent School District, I think, they needed English teachers to speakers of other language, of the following languages, Russian, Spanish, Somalian, and Punjabi. I don't know what that, I think that's an Indian language.
Punjabi? Punjabi is Indian.
Okay. So, I mean, this is happening all over. I mean, Wyoming, every place. So, I mean, like, there's no place to go. You are being invaded. We're getting being invaded all over the world, and this is another New World Order. It's just we're not a free country. We have no borders. And then we have this outrageous federal funds. We're a bankrupt country, and now we're giving funds to nonprofits to bring in more people, you know, so-called refugees.
It is scary, Mitzi, but look at this wonderful thing that happened here. I'm looking at Pat Buchanan's column about the stomping defeat of Eric Cantor in Virginia, and get this. Now, Eric Cantor, 7-term congressman, incumbents are almost undefeatable, you would think. This has been the tradition, okay? House Majority Leader, okay? Wow, you know, this is really, you know, this is a Republican Majority Leader. Again, almost an undefeatable position. Cantor spent in the primary, which he just lost, $5 million. It's a lot of money. His opponent, Dave Brat, spent $100,000. 1/50th of what Cantor spent. And yet Cantor lost by a big margin. And Cantor, going into the election, thought he was going to win by a big margin. In other words, when the voters got into the booth, they did something very different from when they were polled by phone or by pollsters. When they got into the booth, in the privacy of the booth, they pulled that lever that said no to Eric Cantor and his ilk. And so this is a very, very encouraging thing. And Buchanan has this to say. He relates this to the European elections that we've been talking about. He says, anti-establishment, outsider, defender of national borders, these were the cards that Brat, that's the victor, was holding, even if he had little money or organized support. Yet were these not the same issues and stances of the candidates and parties that jolted Europe in May by running first in the EU elections? In the endless struggle between populism and the establishment and between nationalists and internationalists, populists and nationalists appear, at least temporarily, to be in the ascendancy worldwide. Vladimir Putin's approval is over 80%. Why? He stands for national sovereignty and the rights of Russians, wherever they may be. And let's see, I'll skip down here. He says, consider then the political terrain 6 months before the preseason of 2016 begins. According to every national poll, Americans believe that our country is on the wrong course, that it is less respected than it has ever been, and that our children and their children will most likely not know the good life that we have had. Americans disapprove of the president and have little confidence in either party or in Congress. The landscape looks inhospitable for establishment candidates such as Jeb Bush, who says illegal aliens crossing our border are engaging in, and this is a quote from Jeb Bush, an act of love, unquote. That's Jeb Bush. Boy, what a dunderhead. Nor does the terrain seem favorable for former First Lady Hillary Clinton. And then Buchanan closes this way. He says, if Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton are both in the lists in 2016, it will be God's gift to pitchfork populists. And of course, you remember, Mitzi, that that reference, pitchfork populism, that's the term that Pat Buchanan used about his own supporters back when he was running as a populist and exiting the Republican Party. So, boy, you know, I see this as, you know, Pat Buchanan is saying to us, you know, our moment is arriving here. Well, Mitzi, thank you so much for checking in. As always, you're wonderful. Do you mind if I go to David in California?
Okay, go to David. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mitzi. David, are you there? Come in, David.
My phone went off.
Well, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing a little bit of you. Are you there, David? Well, David, listen, if you're hearing me on the radio, just dial back in. The engineer is telling me that he lost you or that something happened to your phone. Just call back in, David, and we'll try to get you on the air. And this is true for anybody. If you get hung up or I don't pick up your call, you can just call back in. We do want to get you on the air if you call in. So thank you so much. And I think we had a caller earlier from Ohio named Eugene. I was hoping he might call back in. Well, I like to refer to Pat Buchanan articles because I think Pat Buchanan is a weather vane for what the American Freedom Party can do. Pat Buchanan really was the leader of the populist revolt back in the 1980s and 90s. And he's now 76 years old. He's still writing great columns and even greater books. He lands four square and hard on the American Freedom Party issues, such as the endless invasion of America. Why, my goodness, that's the title of Pat Buchanan's latest column, June 10th. He writes, The Endless Invasion of America. And he says, according to a May report of the Center for Immigration Studies, of the 36,000 criminal aliens who, while awaiting deportation, were set free by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, 193 of them have already been convicted of homicide, 426 of sexual assault, 303 of kidnapping, 1,075 of aggravated assault, 1,160 for stolen vehicles, 9,187 for possession or use of dangerous drugs, and 16,070 for driving drunk or drugged. Those 36,000 criminal aliens are roughly equivalent to 3.5 divisions of felons and social misfits released into our midst. Stay tuned. We'll come back with more about the American Freedom Party.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back, folks.
Welcome back. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso, hosting this live show. We just talked to Mitzi in Florida, and I don't know if we have David in California back. David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with my phone. I didn't hang up or anything. It just I think something's wrong with the wire. I apologize. I'm very
That's
sorry.
Right. That's right.
Hey, I wanted to speak on I'm even forgetting what it was. Oh, yeah, like you take Nigel Farage, for instance, and Le Pen, right? Let's say, of course, in my opinion, and probably yours too, the Zionist press or their opinion gets in the way of him making a coalition. So one way to do it, and I want your opinion on if this is sensible or not, is to say, well, I had a meeting with Le Pen and some of her party members, and she assured me, which I believe, that they're not anti-Semitic. They're just not going to compromise on certain sensible, you know, nationalistic feelings and immigration and stuff like that. So they could just have a press meeting or something if he felt satisfied that it wasn't the illusions maybe he was believing in about that party, then he could just say, well, yeah, we're going to join a coalition instead of being held back by these other forces that don't want people to unify. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, the You know, the speaking of Farage being intimidated by the, you know, the Israel lobby, which I'm sure he is intimidated by them.
Right.
You know, this is the problem that exists across the board. You know, the column I was just reading from Pat Buchanan answers your question very well.
Oh, okay.
Pat Buchanan says, this is the June 10th column, The Endless Invasion of America. He talks about, he gives a bunch of statistics about how bad it is and how, get this one. You're not going to believe this. And then I'll get to the answer that he has to your question, intimidation. He says, get this. Among those caught crossing into Texas, that's caught, these last seven months were 47,000 unaccompanied children.
Wow.
Come on. This is little kids.
We're
little
not talking
kids.
16. We're talking kids. Wow.
Yeah. Unaccompanied by adults. Can you imagine what kind of culture must exist in Mexico and Central America that causes some? Can you imagine sending your children across a border in a desert?
It's crazy.
Border Patrol estimates that by September 30th, apprehensions of children in this fiscal year could reach 90,000.
Oh, my God.
Now, get this. According to Governor Jan Brewer, the feds have begun shipping illegal aliens, adults as well as children, from Texas to Arizona, dumping them in her state. This is a humanitarian crisis, and it requires a humanitarian response, said Maryland Senator. Now, Attorney General Eric Holder has risen to the crisis. Now, we all know who Eric Holder is. He's The U.S. will now provide, get this, you have to be sitting down to hear this. The Attorney General working for Obama and the establishment, the U.S. will now provide lawyers for children who enter illegally to fight their battle in U.S. courts to stay. Quote, we're taking this historic step, says Eric Holder, who's basically a communist, to protect the rights of the most vulnerable members of our society. How we treat those in need, particularly young people who are fleeing violence, persecution, abuse, or trafficking, goes to the core of who we are as a nation. And then here's what Pat Buchanan has to say to that. Somehow the core contention of James Burnham's Suicide of the West, now out 50 years ago this year, comes to mind. Now remember, Pat Buchanan wrote a book a couple of years ago called Death of the West.
Right.
And then he wrote a follow-up book called Suicide of a Superpower. So Pat Buchanan is harking back to James Burnham's very historic book, Suicide of the West. Liberalism, wrote Burnham, is the ideology of Western suicide. Now listen to this, Pat Buchanan says, America and the West must face up to what is happening to our countries and our civilization, or we are going to lose them both forever.
Right.
Treating with contempt U.S. and European laws, peoples from failed states of the third world are steadily filling up our countries and reducing our native-born into slowly shrinking national minorities. If this continues over many more decades, Western nations, as we knew them, will disappear forever and be remade in the image of those who have newly arrived in the countries whence they came. When ever did Americans vote for this? What would constitute a pro-American immigration policy? Buchanan writes, a moratorium on all immigration, a 15-foot security fence from San Diego to the Gulf, fines and community service for businessmen who hire illegal aliens. Europe, now Buchanan's going to tie this whole show together for us here and answer your question about being intimidated.
Yeah.
Yet as we saw in the May 22nd European parliamentary elections, the peoples of Europe are not going quietly into that good night that their elites have prepared for them. They want to preserve the unique countries that they once were. Frenchmen want France to remain France, as the Brits want to remain British. And now here's the answer to your question. And despite the names they are being called, there is nothing wrong with that. So this is the names we're all called here. I read that Jerusalem, that article out of Jerusalem, you know, we're all racists, we're all Nazis, we're all anti-Semites, we're all xenophobes.
Yeah, I want to address that after you finish, if it can.
Yeah. Despite the names they are being called, there is nothing wrong with that. So Pat Buchanan is saying, and you know, Pat Buchanan is a major national figure, and he's saying, look, hey, forget about the names we're being called. Don't be intimidated by this Nigel Farage. You know, I mean, this is getting old now. You know, to heck with that. And then Buchanan writes, as Euripides wrote, quote, there is no greater grief than the loss of one's native land, unquote. And that, you know, you think back to, you know, the Spartans at Thermopylae and so on, and those European Greeks, their dedication to preserving their land against the Persian invasion. You know, that sort of spirit, you know, the willingness of the Spartans and the Thespians also to die at Thermopylae to protect their land. That's the sort of spirit that I think can come back to us. And I think the European elections
are proving it.
Yes, they are. And
so I wanted, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say something I seen about 2-3 months ago on the YouTube. I think it was called White Rabbit was the guy making the cartoons, like the animated YouTube. And one, I think if I remember right, a UFO comes and lands in maybe Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, somewhere in Israel. And they were really shocked because who came out? It was, you know, Adolf Hitler. But of course he learned all his lessons, and now he was a multiculturalist.
Right.
Did you ever see that one? It's really funny.
I did more than see it.
Go ahead, talk about it.
Yeah. The text for that cartoon and animation, which was brilliant, actually came from my good friend and fellow American Freedom Party board of directors member, Bob Whitaker.
It's funny, man.
Yeah. And folks may have seen that. There was another one that showed the pilgrims arriving. And,
yeah, I saw that one too.
Yeah, and then the voice of the character of the Indian greeting the pilgrims was actually Bob Whitaker. He took that. And the those White Rabbit.
Let me explain the facet of crowd if they don't know. So Hitler goes and then the people buy it because he's being very open minded, but then. Then they realize that they're losing their Jewish culture because it's multiculturalism, and they start to freak out. So it's just a play on, you know, like, what? Obviously how, like, what do you call it, Jacob Javits and Rosenthal. Remember the interview with Rosenthal?
Yeah. Well, what Bob Whitaker has done, you know, Bob Whitaker and I go way back, and what Bob Whitaker, who, you know, has taught college and was a highly placed staffer on Capitol Hill in Washington, is for Senator or Congressman John Ashbrook, is that he plays on the hypocrisy
right.
The other side.
I got it. Yeah.
And for
yeah.
instance, he has a famous thing he calls the mantra, which is that anti-racism is just a code word for anti-white. And Bob Whitaker has popularized that. Millions of people have heard that. It's had a great effect. We got a last break here coming up, David. So if you'll hang on, we'll be right back, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in
taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American imperial empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Folks, you are tuned in to the American Freedom Party Report. Live from North Dakota, this is James Kelso, your host. We're talking about the American Freedom Party. We're talking about populist politics. We're talking about patriot politics. And so periodically during the show, we refer back to bright moments in the efforts that have been made to form a patriot resistance in past decades. We talked about the Populist Party, which was headed by American Freedom Party Executive Director Don Wassel. We talked about David Duke's campaign in 1988. We just mentioned Congressman John Ashbrook. I mentioned him in connection with a board of directors member of the American Freedom Party, and that is Robert Whitaker. Bob Whitaker was a senior staffer for Congressman John Ashbrook, who died mysteriously. He was only 54 years old, I think. Very popular U.S. congressman from Ohio, died mysteriously of a massive gastric hemorrhage. What in the world? At the age of 54? And he died of this mysterious illness, which happened completely out of the blue, right after he announced that he would he was running to oppose Ohio Senator, U.S. Senator Howard Metzenbaum. And Bob Whitaker thinks he was killed. The but John Ashbrook had run on Patriot issues. He'd opposed Richard Nixon, had won, had run in primaries for the president. In he had won 10% of the vote in New Hampshire, 9% in Florida. He won 10% in the California primary. So here was a Patriot. Now, and interestingly enough, David, if you're still on the line, we've got Wayne in Texas. Let's see. We might have Ken in Texas also. I'm going to try to pick up the last couple of calls we might have. But back when John Ashbrook was running against Nixon, people weren't even talking about the immigration invasion particularly. Not the way they are today. They were talking about other issues. And but back then, John Ashbrook was running a Patriot campaign. Let me see who we've got on the line. Is Wayne in Texas on the line? Or Ken in Tennessee? Or Ken in Fort Worth? Okay, Ken in Fort Worth.
Okay, Ken, this is Ken in Fort Worth. How you doing?
Hey, good. Last time.
Hey, Robert Groden just had his trial, I think, last couple of days or last week, and a decision came down in Dallas Federal Court. I've been talking to him for quite a while, and you got to hunt Robert Groden, and you can and read about it. It's kind of a mixed thing. He wants money. I don't know if they're going to give it to him, and it was constitutional issues. But you got to hunt it and study it.
Okay, Ken. All right. I will do that. And have you got any – we only have a minute or two left. Have you got any commentary on populist politics, anything you remember yourself from those runs by populist candidates like Buchanan and David Duke in the past?
Not that. Hey, I'm going to talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Well, you know, we're coming up, as I mentioned, to the close of our show. And so I want to just sort of tie things together. If we do have a remaining caller, I'll ask my engineer to let me know if there is anybody still on the line. And if I have stepped on anybody's toes, any callers who lost their connection. Oh, okay. Wayne. Wayne in Texas. Are you there?
Yeah. Hi, James. How are you doing?
Great. I apologize. We only have a little bit of time left for your thought, but what have you got on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say that, yeah, Pat Buchanan's had it right for about the last decade or two about what's been going on. And I think the key word for this whole thing is called Reconquista. This has been a goal for many, many years for these people within our government and the Mexico and everywhere else to recolonize parts of the United States. And I think we're going to come to find out that these young immigrants have been funded by the drug cartels. As you can see, they're going to be spread out around the country. So what better way to continue to spread the drug networks around the whole country? Because I don't think the government, I think the government of Mexico was probably part of this, but the big money and the funding and the transportation was by the drug cartels. And basically, one other issue is a lot of this effort's helped by elements of our federal government. The IRS and other people give aliens huge checks for an EITC type thing where they can apply for benefits and claim dependents who don't even live with them. So they're getting huge checks from our federal government, and we also have various agencies who allow them to get free housing and all that. So this is planned. It's a definite big opportunity for your party to really jump out in front of this and have a place for people to go, because I think both major parties have sold us out. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind now that that's the case.
Well, yes. Thank you, Wayne, for that. Last time I was in Fort Worth, by the way, was a chance to meet Ron Paul there at the Fort Worth Convention Center in your lovely city there. And you know, going into 2016, we will be hunting for that charismatic candidate who can, like Dave Bratt, hop on those issues that you just mentioned, especially the immigration issue and the total corruption that is coming out of Mexico. And in the same way that Dave Brat wiped out Eric Cantor, just clobbered him, even though he was outspent 50-1. It shows, you know, this is so encouraging. You know, you get the impression that money buys elections and so on. Well, it didn't in Virginia. And the influence of AIPAC and the Israel lobby, that didn't work in Virginia. Good, solid, you know, red-blooded Americans are waking up, and all they had to do was hear about somebody that was anti-establishment, hear about somebody that wanted to protect their nation, and they were ready to vote for him.
And sure. I'm in the Dallas area,
yeah,
and I've seen slow immigration surge throughout the last couple of decades. I've had my own business, and I've watched it and talked to people, and you know, there's no doubt that this recolonization process is deliberate, it's planned, and it's not by accident. You can't tell me that these people are just here for a better life when they know full well that our own government is taking our tax dollars, making sure these people are given a middle-class lifestyle. They drive $40,000 SUVs because of these big EITC-type payments that they get. And I urge all your listeners to keyword WTHR.com. Illegals exploit tax loopholes. They'll see that an Indianapolis TV station did a great expose on this whole thing. So it's coming out now, and I hope you and your party seize on this, because I'm seriously thinking about joining up with you guys, because I've been independent, but I think a lot of us have got to choose where we're going to go from here. I know the Republicans, again, Democrats have sold us out for years. Their true colors are coming out, so I would urge a lot of folks to start, you know, looking your way very seriously.
Well, Wayne, thank you very much. Thank you for those kind words, and we will in fact hearken to all that you just said. We are doing that, and I want to thank you for calling in. Please call in future shows, Wayne. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bud.
Folks, we'll wrap up the show here by just letting folks know where they can reach the American Freedom Party. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us. Long, but easy to remember URL, theamericanfreedomparty.us. It's easy. It's $25 to be a member of the American Freedom Party, not expensive, and your money will be very well used. We are running on volunteer work, volunteer staffers and people for the American Freedom Party. So, and you're welcome to volunteer, by the way. I'll give you a phone number also. It's mine. Area code 701-317-5317. 701-317-5317. You can call me anytime, and I will answer any question you have about the work of the American Freedom Party. Thanks so much for being part of this show, and I think next week or in the future here, I'm going to make an appeal to our audience here to help keep this show on the air by making contributions to the show, and I'll tell you how you can do that through the American Freedom Party in a future show. Thanks so much. James Kelso saying so long till next week.
Financial uncertainty.